donates, well, then if you want to get donated too, then you have to do this. Okay. This would be a, why didn't you tell me that before? It's like, because you had to use the lower hanging stuff.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, you tried to trick me, but I found you. Hi, guys.
Hello, Tom. Hey.
I'm Tom, and this is the music category.
Yes.
Oh,
they look familiar.
We sing a lot of your stuff.
Good, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And you sang well, enjoyed you guys. Did you enjoy you guys? Did you have a good time on it?
Yes.
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 Yes. Pretty much.
Good, good, good. All right. So you sang the cool balladized version of Give My Regards to God,
yes, Boy, man.
Partly balladized. And the Ever Fun, Make Them Laugh.
Yeah.
Anybody new and hasn't heard the short spiel of what music judges do? Oops, excuse me.
I think we're okay.
Okay. I'll just give you one sentence anyhow. We listen to every sound you make and we say, how musical is that? Nothing. Short of it. So, did some good things happen. Just a lot of chords rung. In Broadway, going from the freestyle into tempo, good idea and well executed, both. And then when you repeated at the half chorus, at the reprise there, that was, you freed that up and that was good too. Let's see. And make them laugh, lots of energy, lots of fun. Lots of chords rung, good energy in the intro, just get us off to, you know, don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. Did make a good first impression. And, let's see, bass melody, mostly good in the second chorus, that gets kind of low, doesn't it?
And yeah, then
it so it gets a little growly in the low part, but.
You know. We've worked on that, but changing the placement. Brighter sound.
Mm-hmm. So
sometimes it works.
Let's see. So what could be? Now I'm noticing how many tenors do we have
here today? None. We had three on stage. We would have had four, but we had a funeral in the family.
Okay.
Normally we have four.
Well, tenors at least today needed to stay a little more on the top edge of the pitch.
Okay.
Needed that in both songs.
Top side in both songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Is there one song you'd rather work on than the other one?
You pick.
All right. How about Broadway? Let's have some notes here. Let's see what you do this time through.
It's been years.
How about with me?
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. But time has gone by now.
Migrate over to this side, and anybody who's not the lead, migrate over.
Go left.
Okay. I like
to be all the way.
Very good.
Okay, lead, cluster up, and each half face each other. Leads face and the non-leads face. So leads really missing each other and make all the sounds at the same time. So you're singing pretty, let's listen as prettily.
It's been years since I last
conversational,
just the lead.
Please.
Just so we just want to hear one. I didn't make that clear. We just want to hear one big lead voice. Not like no individual, just one wonderful voice. So ears at the ready.
Conversational.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause.
So, how was that for synchronization? Good, bad, ugly, perfect, almost?
Good.
Very good.
Yeah, good.
Good. Just little things like oh, you know, some are making all the sounds, the oh and the ooh and the ooh and the duh, and some are making most of the sounds. But just little tiny things. See if the tiny things can be cleared up.
Mm-hmm. In other words, he likes all of the sounds.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause.
There's a z on the end of applause.
Yeah.
You gotta do it a little bit.
A pretty advanced concept in what we do is to have the target vowel of each word, of each syllable, happen on the beat. And anything like a consonant that's before that comes before that. So if you have the word cheers, heard the cheers, it's not that the ch comes on the downbeat, it's that the ch comes a millisecond before the downbeat, and the e of ears, or the e of cheers, whatever, comes on the beat. So just, I know that could be potentially confusing, but think of target vowels on the beats and everything else a little before that. Really adds energy and feels more proactive. See what happens.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause.
Did you hear a difference?
Yes.
Some of them made the change.
Yeah.
Some didn't.
Most spots, most of you did it, and some spots, some had it. Yeah, not quite. Okay. So, everybody sing and do it like that.
It's 10 years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. Applause. But time has gone by now. I'm aged and gray. So
please. Okay. As a fellow baritone, I can tell you this. I don't want the rest of them to hear, but we all suffer from a dreaded affliction called baritone's disease. And what this consists of is that we're generally about a tenth of a beat late because we want to...
He's never told us that.
Of course, he's a baritone, so you see.
I thought I made that up myself. So, but since...
It's better than it used to be.
I mean, even the baritones of the vocal majority are a tenth of a... Well, maybe they're a 20th. So, what we need to do, even though the other
three voice parts aren't necessarily the special, intelligent, worthwhile people we bear. To trust your brothers that they will be there and to make those sounds just that tenth of a beat sooner where you hope they'll be and trust they'll be. Don't wait to listen for them, just get in there and be proactive. Here we go.
We had the problem with the basses doing that too, and we mostly corrected the basses. And now they've got to adjust.
Aha!
A little more. Here we go.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. But time has gone by now, I'm aged and gray. If I pause.
You got to that last one before us.
They can do it as soon as you tell them they are.
You did.
They don't stay there.
Stop waiting for
it. It doesn't stay there.
No, it's multitasking.
Be a leader. Be a leader.
I know.
I'll be followers.
Just do this.
Can you have a designated baritone to remind the rest of them?
Sure, our two baritone section leaders. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Of course, our director is also a baritone.
Yeah, well,
baritone heavy.
What signal would you like to give them for that when they, you know, so you don't have to say any words?
Keep it clean.
Take your cane up there and whack
dirty look.
Whack on the back.
Just like hit it on the nose, something like that. Can we do that? Will that be the signal? Hit him with the cane. That's what it is. Hit him with the cane. Well, will you go with the silliness? Just say, you got hit. You got to time that right on the nose. Okay. Baritone section leaders, let's see it. All baritones, let's see it. All right. Okay. That's the signal. You can give it to each other. You can be the co-hosts. All right. Let's take
they adjust very well. Mm-hmm. And then we
muscle memory.
Oh, sounds like
short-term memory.
Sounds
thing.
Like Earthlings to me. So, from the ridiculous to the sublime here. What are we singing about? What's the story? What's the reality?
We do have a whole plan for this song. You know, a guy walking down the sidewalk recognizes you, and you think you're a has-been, and you're excited that you've been told. You've been noticed,
yeah.
And weren't you in something? And he's going to tell the story of his time back then. And then he comes back from the delusion back to reality and just telling about a nice time that he remembers.
Okay.
It is, and it's more detailed than that, but.
You got the
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do have a plan. Performance didn't like it, it was too sad.
Regretful. He's not in the wistful.
But I said, well, the one positive is that they all did it together. So
yeah.
That was good. But we understand.
Did they have you experiment with doing it more happily, or has that?
I think that the way it was described for the final chorus, we understand what he wants. We just have to now get it in our minds.
Wasn't exciting enough.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We weren't excited.
Happy reminiscence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, he said we looked sad. And that probably was a little bit our mistake too. So, but
well,
we understand.
Want to sing it more happily right now and see what happens?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Your audience is out there. The year 2018 is a pretty tough year on planet Earth. They want some happy, like for real.
That would be nice.
For real, they want made happier. Make them happy. Send it out.
Good it was back in the day.
Take it from the chorus. Oh, won't you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, won't you give my regards to Broadway? Remember me to Harold's Square. Won't you tell all the gang at 42nd Street? speak that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. So give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. Ere long. Gee, how I miss the old game.
A little bit happier through here, remember.
And how we used to sing our song.
Enjoying yourself. You're not being dutiful, you're not mailing it in, you're not as tired as you actually are. You are having fun right now. And I will start with myself here and not preach, but remind myself how, look where we are. We're not in a Syrian refugee camp. We're singing with our buddies. There's a lot of, we have a lot of blessings and a lot to enjoy. So somewhere near the end and enjoy for real.
From the ooh?
Okay.
Yeah. Gee, how I miss the old game, and how we used to sing our song. Give my regards to old
things up, it lights your audience's hearts and sadness up. So do it, by goodness. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.